Now, farmers then are coming under the hammer for using lots of chemicals, and integrated pest management then tries to deal with the fact that we're using things at the moment to the tune of more than 100 tonnes per year of atrazine, 2,4-D and endosulfan. Now, endosulfan, as I showed you, is not a particularly nice looking compound. Okay, it's reminiscent of one of these cyclodienes. Atrazine is highly water soluble, so you spray, you know, 100 tonnes of material, that will be ending up in the waterways. The other scary part is that the amounts that are actually going on non-agricultural applications, the backyards, gardens and lawns and things, are in principle quite a lot larger than the amounts that are going on the agricultural things. But there's not such easily accessible information on how much exactly is going through Bunnings and all of these things summed together over the entire community. So farmers then are being called on to adopt integrated pest management techniques where rather than come up with a simple chemical solution, just kill off all of your pests, that you come up with a non-chemical or low chemical route. So you might use a pesticide, but it could be simply hundredths of what you had to do at the start because you've gone and thought about the problem. Maybe use some other organism to control your pest in the first hit to decimate its population, and then after that go on with the pesticide to take the